Well, kia ora everyone. Welcome here. We all know why you're here. So, kia koutou te wa.
Kia ora te minita.
Questions.
Hei mō tātā kā rei whakaitia ngā tūru Māori I rungi te kauri here. Hea te huarahi e tūwhirana ki ngā Māori ngāini?
Karana ke oti tēnei kaupapa. Kei te wero tonu mātua te pārti Māori, māua ko Tariana Minita, I te kāwanatanga I tēnei whakatakoto pē SOP, kōrero ki ngā mema Māori katoa kei roti te whare paremata, me e tahi o ngā pāhe, e tautoko ana I amata, me te taha ki a leipa, kōrero ki a rātou, kia kimi tautoko mō tō mātou SOP, kia whakahuki a te tūranga o ngā tūru Māori I reira.
Kore te kāre no ki a te tau.
Sorry?
Kāre no ki a te tau, te nā kaupapa.
Ah.
Te haere tunu te kaupapa.
Haere tunu.
Minister, what do you make of these options of either having a separate board or council?
You're talking about the second level. Well, if they're on their own, they won't have power unless they're connected to the main council, and that's where a Māori representation really needs to be at the top table.
What was your reaction when you heard the news in the cabinet today?
Well, I had a very good hearing, and Rodney did too, but I felt that the questions indicated there was quite a lot of personal support for my view, or the view that there should, the mana whenua's view, that there should be two seats at the top table. In fact, members suggested how it was less complicated to actually do that, to have a Māori voice in there.
What does this announcement do for the SME committee process? Initially, we were all talking
about... Well, this is the big thing, isn't it? You know, Rodney's call was, he believes in democracy, one person, one vote. But see, that's not democracy. Democracy is government of the people, by the people, for the people. And how you do that is how the people determine. That's democracy, so voices can be heard. What Rodney says as one person, one vote, as a principle, it's not. It's a model of democracy, that's all. And so there are different ways of doing things.
But his national city prevented the process by basically ruling out the Māori seats as an option today in cabinet.
Sorry, I didn't really understand that.
Has the government circumvented the consultation process in the continuing city committee?
No, we're going to go flat out. We're not going anywhere. And we'll make probably supplementary order papers or recommendations for modifications, and then we'll seek the support of Māori and others in the House to pass this, reinstating the idea of Māori seats at the top level.
So this is going to work in two ways, Dr. Sharp. Is this going to work in two ways? You'll consult with Rodney Hyde and try to come up with one solution. But even though that process is underway,
we've only been told to consult.
Well.
We've only been told to consult with Rodney Hyde on the second level,
right.
Second tier, if
right.
you like.
Right.
And I'm still concerned about tier one. There can be many ways of doing tier two, but without really gearing it towards the agenda of council and having a real say, it can be treated lightly.
So you're not accepting this decision in effect, are you? I mean. You don't sound like
I don't accept the decision as final. It's not. It's just a cabinet decision at this time. Parliament decides, they'll put it, and we're going to lobby to make sure that at least we have another fight. Māori, we're not going anywhere. Māori have been here forever. Kia ora, was someone got sacked for saying that. Now everybody says it, you know? All these things that we've putting Māori language papers, bills to, you know, make Māori a national language. They were put down year after year under Whetū Terekarini, and now we have a Tauta Whiri I te reo. So, you know, times change, and it's inevitable that we'll get there sooner or later.
Do you not think that you'd be breaching collective cabinet responsibility by not coming into line with this decision?
Oh, very definitely I would think that I'm not breaching, because the point is, I'm not in cabinet. I made submissions to cabinet today. I was not part of the decision to throw it out, and so I will be part of the activity to put it back in.
But you could
very
argue
clear.
This comes into your portfolio as Minister of Māori Affairs. It comes and sits, the issue of Māori seats sits firmly within your portfolio.
That's right, and my responsibility therefore is to Māori people, and they are saying that they want to be at the top table, And there is a mechanism to do that through SOPs and a vote. And so I'll pursue that route for them.
Could you see any level of an advisory board working on that second tier?
Yes, to a certain extent, but at the end of the day, they're not always consulted on issues. They're not flagged the agendas and stuff, and they're just sort of consulted on minor issues. So that would be disappointing. Ko te mea, te huarahi pai mō ngā iwi Māori, kia werohia ngā mema paremata. Āko he reiba he nahina, he act rāne. Me he mea, ka tai e rātou, werohia rātou, whakamāramati kia rātou, timihia rātou, tautoko, kia whakahuki a ngā tūru kei roti i te tepu.
Kei te tautoko te nuinga o ngā mema, ko kua haere koe ki te nuinga o ngā mema i roto te whare rei?
Ka hore, karano ke haere ki te katoa.
Where does this leave your relationship with the National Party?
Well, it leaves us still in the same relationship we were in yesterday, really, except that we disagree pretty heavily on this. This is clearly a political decision, very clearly. You must know that government's not risking its coalition arrangement being attacked by yourselves. And therefore they've opted to go with that, and also they see dangers in terms of perhaps the vote going another way outside of them. I really believe that, because I do know that a lot of people support what our view that Māori should be at the top table.
Rodney Hyde threatened to resign over this. Would that be an option for you with this decision too?
Well, I suggested that Rodney should, if we pass this, and there was Māori at the top table, Rodney should resign from Parliament, because if he's so thing about principles and he believes this is a principle and it's been passed by his government, he should go completely.
What about you?
I'm here forever.
Do you think he's been undemocratic in the way he...
I mentioned that in Cabinet. I thought it was not right for him to mention that to the Prime Minister, because I believe he told the Prime Minister this. It's got to bring pressure to bear on the Prime Minister and his inner circle when they know that, and it's a sort of a warning about possible fractures there, and all that could bring. There's no doubt about that, and I said that in Cabinet.
Do you accept the argument that John Key's just put in the press conference that it wouldn't have been fair or sensible to just do it for Auckland? You would have had to do it for the whole country.
I do, and I think that's a good idea, and that would be easy to do. I mean, Auckland's so big. 1 in 4 Māori live in Auckland City. And that's why it's proper to have 2 or 3. But every other city and area could have 1. And the city would be enhanced.
Where's your relationship with ACT now, given your comments about Rodney Hyde? Can you work constructively with him, not only on this issue, but on in general?
Totally. Can work with Rodney.
You see this as you see your relationship as unaffected?
Nothing ever is unaffected. But I mean, the point is I can still work with Rodney and the ACT Party on issues, of course.
So how would you describe the way he has handled this issue?
Cunning? No, seriously, how he's handled this issue?
How would you describe the way Rodney Hyde has handled himself over this issue?
Well, I think he's gone over the top myself in feeling that this is him. This whole new city is him. That's what he's really trying to say. If he's going to resign over one part of it, and that is the putting of Māori seats in particular. I just think that, and when he was offered, I hear from his own lips that he was offered the opportunity of a resolution later on, an amendment put by the government to put the Māori seats on after the Act was in the House. And he said no, he couldn't put his name to that either. So quite clearly he sees it as a Rodney Hyde venture and not a government venture.
Do you feel betrayed at all by the government or by
Not really, because I understand their political, I mean, this is politics, and I understand them doing it. A little bit brassed off, but the battle's not over.
Your final submission today, was yes. it Mana Whenua seats or Māori roll or a combination?
It's always been Mana Whenua first, and as a fallback position, Māori seats.
John Key said today that there's nothing to stop under the Local Government Act and their campaigning for Māori seats. Will you be going down that track? Will you be lobbying anyone
on the floor? To stop who campaigning?
Mayor of Auckland campaigning.
A new mayor of Auckland? You mean the new mayor?
Of course,
all that kind of stuff can happen, and that's great too. But right now, the battle is not over because Parliament makes that decision, and that's still to come.
Wouldn't a statutory organisation that was required to consult with Auckland Council actually be compatible with your treaty relationship policy?
It's just it's the level at which it's pitched. Everyone knows that the councillors make the decisions at the end of the day. The top table makes the decisions, and that's why Mana Whenua were really anxious to have two positions there, to be part of the decision making. Secondly, advisory groups, which this would probably be, aren't always consulted on major issues.
The yep. Prime Minister said he had asked you and Mr. Hyde to work together to find ways Māori could engage with the Council. Are you going to do that?
Well, he asked us to work together before, and working together means I write what I think, he writes what he thinks, and gets put into one paper. And that'll probably happen again.
But they seem to be taking more heed of what Mr. Hyde thinks.
Not at all. They're taking heed of politics.
Found fault with Mr. Hyde through this, but actually it's National's decision. National made the decision to reject the Royal Commission's original recommendations, and it's their decision, they've got the majority of cabinet. I mean, why don't you find as much fault with National as you do with Mr. Hyde?
Did I say I didn't? I mean, I'm not happy with the decision that the government's made. I've stated that stands. Everyone's been asking me about Rodney, but I mean, I'm disappointed that the cabinet has made a political decision at this level.
Do you believe there is more support within National than just from Tohu and Ara?
I do. And we'll be targeting that support.
To try and get them to cross the floor?
Yep.
Like how many do you think?
I think 63. I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. Well, thanks everybody. Thanks for coming. I realise the late hour. You know.